everyone. Welcome to this week's podcast. Okay, so this week we are going to change up a little bit. So we want to talk about the state of the area right now and what we would really love it to look like. What would it be if it was as we designed it? So yeah, if you could change one thing in the area, what would it be? Go.
Okay, probably not one thing, but well, yeah, okay, one major thing. It would be surrounded by open woodlands everywhere, so you'd have like the houses, you know, they can still be where they are, but just like surrounding them would be just like, yeah, fields, woodlands, you can like explore. Yeah, I think I just love that sort of like countryside vibe. Mm. So, yeah, that's what I would change.
When, like, give me a vision. Like, if you were coming out of your house, what do you see?
Oh, okay. If I'm coming out my house,
yeah,
I look up and I just see trees. Like 100-year-old trees like surrounding me, and then, you know, I keep walking and in the distance I can see Riverside campus, but yeah, you know, before Riverside campus there's this huge field that you have to walk through to get to Riverside campus. And it's just like, and then maybe, you know, after the young people finish school, instead of them like walking the streets, they're running through this field to get to the bus stop.
Does this have anything to do with the fact that you run the forest school?
Maybe. But I went to school in, my secondary school was in East Dulwich, and we were right by Burgess Park. What's the park? Peckham Rye Park.
Okay.
That's the park. Yeah. Peckham Rye Park. So literally, I just have memories every day after school. Like, we just run through the park. Mm-hmm. Like, that was our walk home. And yeah, I feel like that's what's missing here.
Yeah. I like that.
Mm-hmm. My one, I think, ever stronger resonant voice, I feel. A bit serious, but the... I think sometimes a lot of what we hear about is people thinking, you know, doesn't matter what we say, they're not listening, it's not going to change, kind of thing. And it can change. It can change really quickly, just like that. So maybe it's about people having that thing of change is possible and we're going to make it happen. There's a lot of stories being told about the area. There's a kind of developer council narrative. But it's the actual thing of resident voice, independent of all of that, just seems not so much there. You know, nobody would have talked about the road in Riviera. It's not, you know, nobody would have talked about Barcelona on Thames. And it's all this kind of sort of earworm stuff that is sort of put in just to sort of sell it, kind of thing.
What would that look like? Like, you know, to be heard, to be listened to, how would one do that?
I think, like, I was just thinking about that resident association meeting you were saying, and it would be like, actually, there's no way that it would be handled in that way.
Yeah.
Actually, people would say, this is our space, these are our rules.
We want to speak, yeah. I think if there were more people coming to those meetings, kind of supporting each other and encouraging each other to speak up, I think that would definitely be the case. I'll leave the dates for the next meeting on the website, thameslive.org.uk. Yeah, Vish, what about you?
I'm just... trying to think back to my recent trip, and what I wanted to see was this. Actually, what I saw on my trip was something called the Strangers Project. Do you want to have a look? Yeah.
So where was your trip? Tell us where you went.
The trip was New York City. So like what the guys are looking at now is like a shop front, and it's called the Strangers Project. I'm just showing them some photos. And on this shop front, what they do is that they just invite people to come by, any random person, give them a blank A4 piece of paper, and then they write down their thoughts there. And it could be about anything, any message that they want to share with the world. It's just completely anonymized, so that whoever looks at those messages can read it and then just take something for themselves. I saw a couple of people spend like 4 or 5 hours there just looking at all the messages, for example. So something like that over here, Barking Riverside, Thames View Estate, would be great, you know, just to hear what everyone's saying without having to worry about anything being overly or overtly political or...
Can you read one of them?
Yes, please. Yeah. Or a short bit of one of them. Yeah, let me find one. So this person's written, "I'm having a really beautiful day. Everything feels full of life. I'm sitting in the sun in Washington Square Park. There's music everywhere. The circle of old guys are playing guitar and singing 'Why Do Fools Fall in Love?' They aren't particularly talented, but I can hear that their hearts are singing. I went to the Five Rhythms this morning. It's an ecstatic dance practice where people can move freely. It felt like a big celebration of being alive. It's one of the most beautiful things I've ever seen," and so on.
I love that.
That's really nice. Yeah. I think that's a really good idea.
Yeah, maybe. I was astonished to see that, really, honestly.
Yeah.
And do you know where it was? It was in this shopping center underneath where the World Trade Center had fallen down. So something like that was really good to see.
I feel like it's a good idea that they anonymize it as well, because then it just allows people to speak freely and not feel concerned or worried about who might see or read what they've written. Maybe that's something that... we can encourage, like, if anyone out there has got something they want to share about the area and maybe is a bit nervous to say it, send it to us. You know, you could even just drop it in at the Thames Hub Library, you know, put it in an envelope or fold it up and put it, like, just put it for Thames Life, and then we can pick it up and share it on here. And obviously you don't have to put your name or anything like that, just say what you want to say, and we'll read it out. I think that's a good way to make sure that people are listened to, and that maybe someone out there that has the power to make change quicker will listen to that. And if they don't, well, we'll make sure someone does.
That is true. What's your thing?
Oh, my thing. One thing to say. I didn't even think about me. I really feel like when you described coming out of your house, I think it's definitely, I hate to steal your idea, but I definitely feel the same. I feel like I wish there was less concrete and more grass. I just want to walk around on the grass all the time, because bare feet, because it's healing. And I think everybody is in need of healing all the time. Like, even if we go to therapy or we seek different types of mental health support, on a daily, we just need to feel comforted or healed in some way. And nature is like the most natural and easiest way to access that healing. So just walking around barefoot on grass, you know, in a forest, an ancient forest if possible, but since we don't have one of those, I feel like we should just start removing some of the pavements and just let the grass grow. Yeah. You know, obviously we need to make sure it's accessible so we can leave in, you know, roads and pavements to get around. But I feel like it could be that there are more, you know, green areas. I don't think there's as many green areas as there should be, and I don't think there needs to be as much concrete as we do have in cities and in the suburbs of cities. So yeah, I think just that encouragement of nature. And I think thinking about the future and the way tech is evolved, and also the way developments change, I think there's something about, like, say for example, you watch sci-fi movies a lot, like I do. Every single time you see depictions of the future, there is always an organic matter intertwined in kind of developments and living spaces and social spaces. And I'm just wondering why on earth we haven't moved that far that quickly. Because if you want something to grow in terms of a community or an environment, whether you're building buildings out of concrete or what have you, you need to inject nature into that in order for it to really, really work for people, because people are, you know, we are all essentially connected to nature. So
yeah, like living walls.
Right. So yeah, it sounds crazy, but it makes sense. Like if you want things to last, you have to build them with nature. It's like if you build a small house and you build it under the roots of a tree, the tree will uproot the house. So figure out a way to make it work together. Move with the times, get with the future, and let us grow, you know, naturally and a more economic way with nature, I think would be best. So yeah, that's me.
Yeah.
any other thoughts?
I was just thinking when you were saying that, we should just become our own developers.
100%.
Because like the finance and the house building always going to be about building concrete,
yeah,
and getting money.
But why though?
Well, because that's
why does it have to be like that?
I guess if you look at the past as a predictor for the future, you know, I don't know, everything's up for grabs really, but if things were going to be different, they probably would have been by now. So quite often I think change needs to come from somewhere else. I'm trying to sort of think through your sci-fi analogy.
Yeah, when you say change comes from somewhere else, I'm thinking, just listen to people.
I was in the car. Simple. I was in the car yesterday, I think. It was somebody, I've forgotten who it was, but we were having a conversation and they were saying to me that in every sci-fi, in fact, they mentioned Star Trek. They said that in Star Trek, if you look, all you can see is like very, very tall buildings and there's no remnants of any houses. And I thought that was quite striking. That did strike me a lot yesterday, actually, because I thought, well, all of these small, quaint houses sometime in the future, I don't know, 2200 or something, no longer exist for want of space.
Yeah.
But then also you see things like in, I think it's Tatooine in Star Wars, the land is desert and it's, the homes are built into the sand, they're built underground, they're built in the rocks, and there is super tech going on in and around those rocks. But they live in rocks, and they're super comfortable. Like, it's not hurting the environment.
And they look nice.
They got the tech that they need to do things efficiently. There's food, there's shade, it all works perfectly. So rather than us try to, like, scrap everything and build on top, just build into, and I think that would be a better solution. Yeah. Anyway, I think that's us for now, because I know Zainab's like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
But yeah, like I just want to encourage people to please feel free to drop your A4 piece of paper with your comments in the hub. Just hand it to the staff at reception. They'll know what to do. And just share your thoughts. Like, we really think it's important to make sure that everybody feels heard. And even if it's not something that you think is relevant, share it anyway, because you probably don't realise that it really is. So, yeah, that's it for us, from us this week. So see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.